We've made some significant concessions to Wilmar in our negotiation. The negotiations were held in confidence, so I can't tell you about all of the concessions that we've made, but one significant one Wilmar alluded to in their release, and that is that we would pay in full for the sugar as soon as we receive title of it instead of a progressive payment system. So that was a significant concession made by QSL.
Well, Wilmar has indicated that it's been prepared to give you the title of sugar at the Weybridge. Why wasn't that concession enough?
Because there's some other parts of their proposal that we say are commercially unreasonable, to the point where, you know, the whole point of the legislation is being stymied by what they've offered. If QSL's wrong about that and Wilmar's right about it, let the people who are actually going to pay for it, the growers, see the terms and make a judgment about that. We're pretty clear in our position and confident in our position, but why doesn't Wilmar make their terms transparent is the question we ask them.
Well, actually, that is a point that Wilmar has also alleged, that QSL has breached the terms of confidentiality about these negotiations, and you have alluded to information that you've put on your website and provided through your newsletters to members. Are you in breach?
We totally reject that. Our information on the website about our standard terms was made available in May. We didn't start talking to Wilmar until July. The things we've talked about publicly, including FOB, have only been after Wilmar has made their position on that clear to growers. And then we've commented on queries that we've got back from growers about things like FOB terms.
So just to be clear, the title at the Weybridge is no longer the key issue?
Wilmar have said in their message that they've conceded on that. We haven't actually seen that in writing from them, but I take them at their word. But there's many other key issues in the contract, and we call for the contract to be made transparent so that the people paying for those terms can make a judgment about whether they're reasonable or not.
If you were to accept the terms as they have been put to you by Wilmar, how would growers be disadvantaged?
The scope of services and the cost of services offered by QSL would be significantly impacted to the point where we think that the whole purpose of the legislation will have been pointless.
But Greg Bieschel, are you shifting the goalposts? Because in the interviews that you have been prepared to give, there was seemingly a single focus on this issue of whether or not the sugar would be supplied free on board or free in store. Now, Wilmar is prepared to concede what had been a major sticking point.
Yes, and that's progress. But you'll notice in their message, I think they're calling it quasi-free in store. So they're saying you can own it, but you can't really own it. There's some sticking points around that, and there's a whole lot of other sticking points with what they've proposed. Our standard terms, we're not saying those standard terms are absolutely it. We're prepared to move as much as we can to get this thing done so people can start pricing. There's many in the industry, I think, as you probably have heard directly from them, who want to start pricing, and they're waiting on this to be done so that they can.
As you know, the landscape has changed. Do you accept that your role as a marketer, a terminal operator and a customer for storage and handling could be problematic?
We asked for some of that change. We wanted competition around marketing. We let Wilmar and others buy some sugar back from us so that they could do their own marketing well before the terms of their exclusive agreement with us were finished. So we see that QSL's responded even more promptly than others in the industry think is reasonable, and our standard terms were written for the new environment.
But what protections are you able to offer to millers, including Wilmar, concerned that they might be disadvantaged by the commingling of their economic sugar with your own sugar and potentially the sugar of other customers?
Commingling is an issue for the owners of stockpiles, not the operator of the terminal, to specify how it should happen. So if Wilmar owns some sugar, then it will be their decision about whether that sugar is commingled or not. We think commingling makes a lot of sense. Commingling of sugar, so the mixing of stockpiles, is something that's happened in the industry for many years without any significant issue. We think it should continue in the future, but the owners of the stockpile get to make that decision about whether they want to commingle or not. A terminal operator or even a terminal owner can't force commingling on an owner of a stockpile.
But do you accept there is a conflict of interest here, Greg Bischel?
With QSL as a terminal operator operating for competitors.
And,
yes,
and being the marketer and being a customer of the storage and handling logistics.
Yes, and that conflict of interest has been managed well in the past, and we're, I think you know, negotiating a new contract with STL, and we expect that there'll be further requirements around that that mean that there'll be absolutely no concern about it.
So what would you say to those 1,500 Wilmar growers who today must be feeling further away than ever from securing a cane supply agreement with their milling company and certainty for the next season?
The best way to sort this out is for Wilmar to show their terms to growers so that growers can make a judgment about whether or not they're reasonable. And those terms for the passing of title to competitive marketers should be included in the cane supply agreement so that there can be transparency for everyone.